This is Mohammed bin Salman's first visit to Turkey since being appointed Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia in 2017. The visit is seen as a major step in repairing ties between Ankara and Riyadh that have been strained for years. The relationship deteriorated after Arab Spring in 2011. At that time, Turkey supported anti-establishment movements that Saudi Arabia saw as a threat to the power balance in the region. But it was the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi at the kingdom's consulate in Istanbul in 2018 that almost severed the relations. Turkey launched a case in absentia against 26 Saudi suspects allegedly involved in the killing. Saudi Arabia responded by imposing an unofficial ban on Turkish products. But things began to change last year after Turkey initiated a diplomatic push to mend ties. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan visited the kingdom and met both King Salman bin Abdulaziz and the Crown Prince in April. This came just after a court in Istanbul dropped the case against the Saudi suspects and transferred it to Saudi Arabia.
I think both need each other because we are going through a very critical period of history, you know, with a lot of dynamics, Ukraine war, Corona, and, you know, Arab Spring and the rise of the East. We have so many files that force each other to cooperate.
The Saudi Crown Prince's visit is seen by many here as a sign that a normalization of ties will yield results beneficial for both countries. Just a year before the presidential elections, Turkey is in economic crisis with inflation at more than 70%. Ankara is keen to agree a deal for Saudi Arabia to invest here. And Riyadh wants to acquire Turkish armed drones as it faces increasing regional challenges from Iran. Rasul Serdar, Al Jazeera, Ankara.